All right, kids, what did we learn at Bears Camp today?
Helmets and shoulder pads. Who's doing good and who's doing bad? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the Bears Camp with Adam Hogue.
The kids love the injury report. That's what we're going to call this segment, the injury report with Adam Hogue. The Chicago Bears camp continues in Bourbonnais as they get ready for the preseason opener in about, is it about a week? I think it's a week. Adam Hogue joins us. He is, of course, with WGN Radio Sports, WGNradio.com/Bears. His podcast, Intentional Grounding, and, of course, his blog and everything he does for WGN Radio. Good to talk with you, Adam. How are things?
Good. Yeah, a week away from the first preseason game, which the starters will only play like five plays, but
whichever starters are left.
Yeah, that's a good point. But most of the rookies should be out there, so it'll still be entertaining to watch.
Well, yesterday we talked a lot about the offense and Jay Cutler and whether or not he's the worst quarterback in the NFL, according to Michael Bennett. But yesterday I ended by saying, let's talk about the Bears secondary. Interesting today, I didn't know this, and you tell me about the name Boykin. Was it Brandon Boykin or Boykin? One of the guys that the Bears signed and then quickly released because he was hurt. But the Bears secondary, it seems far from set.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I think there's a good chance that your starting corners are going to be Tracy Porter and Kyle Fuller. Now, I still think Kyle Fuller, who's already entering his fourth year already, I mean, he still has a lot to prove. So I still think that's it's probably going to be him, but there's still – if the preseason – doesn't go well, they might have to look elsewhere. So that's still something to keep an eye on. As far as the safeties go, I think Adrian Amos and Harold Jones-Corte are probably going to be the guys. But again, while they look okay out here in practice, they need to still perform in the game. So, yeah, I would say they're far from set. They're certainly favorites. And then you go from there. Now, in the nickel spot inside the slots, it's probably Bryce Callahan who has the job right now, but that could be something that changes too based on performances in these games. There's still a lot to play for, especially in the secondary, because that's where guys can really show what they can do, because right here in practice, other than a few live tackling sessions, they can't really play 100% back there on the back end, and that's tough to really show what they can do. So that's why the games are so important.
Adam, let me ask you about the role of the safety in the corner in a Vic Fangio defense. We got to see a little bit of it last year, but not only injuries, but just the unsettled nature of this Chicago Bears roster. You weren't sure what you were seeing from the backside of that defense. What does he expect from those guys, and what are they supposed to do in this 3-4-D?
Well, it's going to be a little different this year. The safeties last year were more interchangeable, where they kind of changed from play to play and kind of just roamed halves more than really have a defined strong safety and free safety. And just talking to Harold Jones-Corte last week, he said that it's going to change a little bit this year. He's probably going to be more of the strong, and Amos will probably be more of the free safety on the back end. But, to really lock down those jobs, I like what HJQ does as far as coming up to the line of scrimmage and stopping the run and putting his helmet on footballs. I think he has the type of ability to force some fumbles and create turnovers. Amos still has a lot to prove in that area, and really the whole secondary does, because I mentioned yesterday in what I wrote on WGNRadio.com that, they're still having an issue with actually making plays on the ball.
Right.
And that was a problem last year and a huge point of emphasis throughout the offseason. So, if guys can't make plays on the ball, then their jobs are going to be in jeopardy. They need to create turnovers this year. And, one guy who I think is having a much better second week than first week is Deion Bush, the draft pick out of Miami. And I don't know if he was counted on to be a starter right away. Right now he's running with the backups. But like we just said, these secondary spots are not locked down right now. And if he comes out and makes some big hits in the preseason, creates some turnovers, gets some interceptions, I could see him making a run for a job. I don't know if DeAndre Houston Carson, the kid out of William & Mary, can do that.
Yeah.
But like I said, if any of these guys can show that they can create turnovers, they're going to have a chance to play on Sundays.
Well, it's funny, Deion Bush, that's a great safety name. That's like an NFL safety name. Deion Bush, what the hit? Yeah, I think
well,
that
they,
could work.
They drafted Deion, DeAndre, and DeAndre. Those were their three secondary picks. I almost, they may have all been back-to-back. No, because Jordan Howard was in the middle. But on that but still, third day of the draft, it was like you had to be a DeAndre to be drafted by the Bears.
That's going to be great for the announcers, the second and third television announcer teams that have to call the Bears games in the middle of the season.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about the headlines today. The piece you wrote about Leonard Floyd. He's had a tough first week with being carted off on the first day of practice for illness. He's got a shoulder injury. But today, Vic Fangio tells the press and tells you that he thinks that Leonard Floyd is a special player, not unlike Aldon Smith, who is a tremendous talent in San Francisco, you know, on the field.
Yeah, it was interesting trying to sort all this out. So John Fox went on a radio station yesterday and compared Leonard Floyd to Aldon Smith. Vic Fangio coached Aldon Smith in San Francisco. He was asked about it today and said he's nothing like Aldon Smith. So it's good to have your head coach and the defensive coordinator on the same page
right
there. But actually, if you read on just to what both the way they both described Leonard Floyd, they're actually on the same page. They just aren't on the same page about Aldon Smith, I guess. So that was kind of just a side story. That was funny.
It's funny.
The guy I talked to today forever that I just as a football geek could not get enough of was Clint Hurt, the outside linebackers coach, who is the only position coach that is still left from the Phil Emery, Mark Trestman era. And I think that says a lot because John Fox had no history with Clint Hurt and kept him on his staff. Not only kept him on, but promoted him. He was the assistant defensive line coach under Mark Trestman. He gets bumped up to outside linebacker, such an important positional group in a brand new defense that Vic Fangio comes in with last year, the pass rushers. And he performed so well that Adam Gase wanted to bring Clint Hurt with him to Miami last year when he got the Dolphins head coach job. The Bears blocked that, said, no, we're not letting you go there. And not only that, they drafted Leonard Floyd and put him in charge of Leonard Floyd's development. So it says a lot about what they think about Clint Hurt. He's a guy that Bears fans should know about. He's a rising assistant in the NFL. And I think his contract's up at the end of the year. They're going to be lucky to hold on to him after this season. And, look, it's too much to kind of explain right now on the radio, but if you're a football geek out there, I know not all of our listeners are, but I know some of you are out there. Go to WGNRadio.com. I laid it all out. Clint Hurt broke down everything about Leonard Floyd's game today.
And it
was really, really insightful, and I just couldn't get enough of it.
There you go. Adam Hogue, WGNRadio.com/Bears. You can check that out. He's also on Intentional Grounding, The Beat on Saturdays. We'll check back in with you. Are they they're practicing tomorrow night?
Yeah, practice tomorrow, and then they're at Soldier Field for Family Fest.
Ooh,
on
Family
Saturday. Right before The Beat. So I'll be going to Soldier Field and then in the studio for our show at 3 o'clock Saturday.
Well, great. We'll definitely be paying attention to that. And let's get you on tomorrow and talk Alshon Jeffrey because we got to know what's up with the muscle injury and the hamstring. Adam
Hogue. Another muscle.
Another muscle. Jeez. Good to talk to you. Talk tomorrow.
Thanks, Justin.